Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron on the Holy Manna radio broadcast. Hope you're having a great day and the Lord's blessing you. I would like to remind you before we get started, if you want to listen to any of our past broadcasts, simply go to holymanna.com. And there you can download past episodes or you can listen to it right there on the website. And you can also contact us there. There's also a donate button if you want to donate to help us with the cost of this program. And we'd appreciate that. So don't forget that, holymanna.com. So this evening I do have something I want to share with you from God's holy word. And it's out of the book of Galatians. And if you have your copy of God's word, if you turn there please. Galatians chapter 4, and I'd like to look at verses 12 through 20, Lord willing, and speak to you on concerning, am I therefore become your enemy? Am I therefore become your enemy? Galatians chapter 4, let's go ahead and read our text. And here the Bible says, brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your scripture. Help me now, Lord, for the next few minutes as I try to expound on this text, and may you be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, here the tried and true Apostle Paul, the human penman of the book here of Galatians, he's writing to the churches in Galatia. Now, they were made up of several different types of people there at that church. They were the native Galatians, which were originally Gauls. And Phrygians. There were also Jews and Romans. And so there's a wide variety of beliefs from these three types of believers there at this church. However, they have been saved under the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ by the Apostle Paul himself. And they've all been taught the truths of the doctrine that Paul had taught them. So they had gotten off to a very good start. And things were going good for a while. But when Paul moved away to another town to teach and preach, as soon as he left, there was a group of men that came in and infiltrated the churches and began teaching things that were contrary to what Paul had taught them. And specifically, they were teaching that it took more than just grace through faith to be saved and also to maintain your salvation. It took more than what they had. And so they were, we call them Judaizers. They came in teaching both grace and law that had to be kept. And so this was causing a great confusion, splits in the church. And so Paul had to address this. And what disturbed him the most was the fact that these people were so easily swayed from the truth of the gospel that Paul had taught them. And now they were actually loathing Paul's teachings. And so they had allowed these false teachers to sway their faith and the truths that Paul had taught them and even turn them against Paul. And so that's why Paul, in the very beginning of this letter, he got with them, friends. Listen what he said to them in Galatians 1, 6 through 9. He said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And listen, Paul's wanting to set the record straight here and denounce all these false teachers that's crept in. He also wants to make sure that his preaching to them was not done in vain. That's why he said in Galatians 4:11, I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you labor in vain. And so Paul's getting, he means business here, friends. And listen, for a pastor of a church, a preacher of the gospel, we must make sure the truth is being preached. And when we see that it's not, the Bible is very clear. We're to call it out. We're to warn people. It's our duty to do that. And so there in our opening text in Galatians 4:12, Paul said, brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. You have not injured me at all. Now, if you'd read all the chapters and verses previous to this one, you would find that Paul's letter was very matter-of-fact. It was straight to the point. He was not showing any kind of emotion or making any kind of plea, but was simply stating facts. But now, here in verse 12 of chapter 4, all that changes, and he gets very personal with them because he loves them. And that's why he called them brethren. They're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Paul is urging them to be like he is, fully given over to the Lord Jesus and the gospel of grace. When he says that part, for I am as you are, he's referring to the fact that when he came to Galatia, he lived among them and lived as they lived. He became like them. And that was Paul's method of introducing the gospel everywhere that he went. And we can see that proof in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 23. Paul mentions this, his method. He said, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. So, now don't let that confuse you to think that Paul would do something that is not right because other people were doing things not right. That's not what it means. You know, a lot of people get confused when it comes to sharing the gospel. They think they have to actually indulge in the same things that the people they're trying to reach are doing. Now, that's not what the Bible means here. When Paul says he becomes as all men here, he's talking about he gets there and lives among them. He shares with them the daily things, the routines, their livelihood, everything. He lived just like they lived so that he could reach them. So Paul became as they were in Galatia in order to win them to Christ. But now he says they need to become as he is, free from the law that these Judaizers were trying to reach them that had come into the church preaching a different gospel, which he said wasn't even a gospel. There in the next part of verse 12, he says, you have not injured me at all. When Paul was living among them, they did not injure him. In fact, they fell in love with Paul, and they treated him very good, despite some of the problems that he had going on. So Paul had great feelings for these churches and the people in them, and it's breaking his heart that they now thought of him the way that they did and treated him like they were now. So he lists the things that they could have despised him over, but didn't when he was among them. He says in verse 13, you know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spoke of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Well, it's believed from what we read in the scripture that Paul had some type of eye disease, which probably gave him a lot of problems. He said that the Galatians loved him so much they would have plucked out their own eyes and gave to him. So I believe that's probably what he's referring to, that they loved him so much they would have given him their eyes so he wouldn't have the problem he was having. But now things have so much changed. Now they would rather pluck his eyes out instead. That reminds me of my grandfather, Preacher Ed Spencer, who used to pastor Highland Church. He actually was one of the founders. And back in the 40s, he said that one Sunday morning the church had a special day where members would pin a flower on someone to show how much they loved and appreciated them. He said that on that day he had flowers pinned on him from head to toe by everyone in the whole church. Folks were coming up and telling him how much they loved him and how thankful they were he was their pastor. And he left that day feeling like the luckiest and happiest pastor in the world. But he said it wasn't but about a week later, those same people were wanting to rip those flowers off of him and just stick the pins in him instead. he had become their enemy by something that he had said. Well, that was my grandfather talking about that. I like that story. But, that's the truth. Sometimes you may say something that people don't like, and where at one time they act like you're their best friend and they love you, but you tell them the truth, and suddenly that love turns into hate, and their true feelings come out. Well, Paul was so upset about all this. Listen to what he said to him in Galatians 3, 1 through 3. He says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" And it's the truth that Paul's been teaching them. Listen, when Christ came, he fulfilled the law. They're no longer bound by that law. They're now living under grace. And they need to live that way and act that way. And so this is some strong language coming from the apostle. He's trying to wake these folks up out of their slumber so that they'll see the truth that's what's going on. But meanwhile, it seems to him that he's become their enemy because he's told them the truth. Listen, friends, there's nothing new under the sun. It's been going on for as long as religion has been around. People have the natural tendency to stray from the truth and into the flesh. I've watched it happen over and over. In Paul's case with these Galatians, it was over their flesh wanting to believe that they had to do something to be saved. I mean, just having faith in Christ and receiving Him as Savior, it was way too easy, wasn't it? Surely there must be something we must do. And there's people like that today, believing they must do some kind of good work, some good deed, give to some charity. You know, their flesh will actually save them or keep them saved. Listen, friends, you can't save yourself and you can't keep yourself saved. Only Jesus Christ can do that. You need to fall down at His feet and believe and trust in His grace and His mercy. And friends, that's all we need today. It's only by the grace through faith that we're saved, not of works, lest any man should boast, the Bible says. Well, listen, I've run out of time for this broadcast, but we'll pick back up on this thought tomorrow, and I pray that you consider these words and apply them to your life and heart. And this is the Bible we're teaching, friends. This is not my doctrine or theology. This is God's doctrine and theology. And so we must accept it as truth. Well, until tomorrow, I pray that the Lord blesses you and can't wait to speak to you again.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bayblay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.